published in May is entitled, "Why is the Federal Reserve spending so much money on a dying industry? It should not be directing money to further entrench the carbon economy." That does it for tonight's show. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I'm Antonia Yuhas. The show is Uncovering Oil, and this is KGNU Radio. Have a great evening.
Have you ever wanted to get your hands on part of KGNU's colossal collections of records, CDs, and books? Are you in the market for audiovisual equipment? Do you support local art? If so, join KGNU, Denver Open Media, and the Art District on Santa Fe for the Yard Bazaar, September 4th and 5th. In anticipation of our move to our new home at the Buell Media Center, the KGNU Denver Studio and other tenants of 700 Calamath Street present a socially distanced outdoor market selling much music and other media equipment, plus wares from a variety of local artists. Enjoy music sets spun from the balcony by KGNU DJs and other fun. That's the KGNU Yard Bazaar, Friday, September 4th from 5 to 9 p.m., and September 5th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 700 Calamath Street in Denver.
And it is 7:01. Please stay tuned for Highway 322. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and online. Good evening and welcome to this beautiful evening where we've gotten a little bit of rain, which is certainly welcome. This is Elena with you, and I'll let you know that we'll be playing some old music, some new music, and we're going to be, I'm very, very excited about this, we'll be able to speak on the telephone with Jake Blunt, who is an amazing banjo player and violinist, fiddler, and doing some really wonderful work in music. And we'll be starting with a few tunes from the recently departed and very much missed Justin Townes-Earl and some other stuff. But if there's something you would like to hear, I mean, I have plenty of music, but if there's something you'd like to hear, you can email me at dj@kgnu.org or you can give a call at 303-442-4242.
I'm a bad dream, not a nightmare, I'm too pretty for that. So you see, I'm the last thing you want to see come, and I'm the reason they say watch your back. But for so long, I was like a wounded hound, back to a chain link fence. The world at large was just a big mean kid, poking me through the fence with a stick. Ain't nobody going back. It takes a whole lot of hurt. There lies one of life's biggest lessons, and got nothing to do with deserve. Just pray you've seen a lost cause. Hard to understand. You got your sheep, you got your shepherds, got your wolves amongst men. It can be hard to tell. Might find a wolf in shepherd's clothes. But now and then, gonna find sheep in amongst all them troubled souls. No more folks is most afraid of the wolf. If you really stop and think, throughout time between a wolf and a shepherd, do you think has killed more sheep? Now there's nothing can be done. It's just the way it goes. First you get back, then you get mean. there's nothing left but to grow cold and pray to the scene of lost cause. Some will say I've got no feeling, no heart, and surely no shame. Truth is that this has been with me so long that I just admit I kind of like the pain. How many encounters you ever had? How many wolves you ever seen? You got about as much chance of seeing one of them as you do running into me. Still take nothing for granted. I live on the best block in Beverly Hills. Be sure you lock up tight at night. You know poor folks ain't got nothing to steal. Just pray. The saint of lost causes. I've been circling, but it's out of my hands. Reserves are running low, and I'm looking for a place to land. 'Cause far too young I learned to fly, so I should know now as a man how to calm back down. Now I'm looking for a place to land now. I've crossed oceans, fought freezing rain and blowing sands of. Crossed winding roads and wandering rivers, just looking for a place to land. Now I've climbed to heights most weren't meant to understand. Now I'm flying low and I'm looking for a place to land. 'Cause these once proud engines, they choke up now and then. I'm starting to lose my faith, but still looking for a place to land. So tower, please come in. Where will my engines give out when? And how long ago did I start my descent? And if I put down you, will I ever fly again?
voice said, seeker, come back. Lonely seeker, come in. If we can just take it slow, and I know I can bring you in. And I touched down and couldn't find my feet, but you held me up till I could stand. Now I never fly alone. I've got a place to land. Sometimes I don't even know the reason why, but I guess I keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. Well, it's easier than just waiting around to die. One time, friends, I had a ma, even had a pa. Well, he beat her with a belt once, 'cause she cried. She told him to take care of me, headed down to Tennessee. Oh, it's easier than just waiting around to die. Well, I came of age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. Oh, she cleaned me out and hit it on the slide. I tried to hide the pain, I bought some wine and hopped a train. Well, it's easier than just waiting around to die. Well, a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother, did we fly. The posse caught up with me, drug me back to Muskogee. 2 long years of waiting around to die. Now I'm out of prison, I got me a friend at last. Well, he don't drink or steal or cheat or lie. Well, his name's Codeine, he's the nicest thing I've seen. Yeah, together we're gonna wait around and die. Yeah, together we're gonna wait around.
This song's about this good friend of mine named Rex Bell, who used to own half this place. It's called Rex's Blues. If you cut cards with Rex and you get a 3, he'll get a 2, you know what I mean? You down through misery, leave you low, come time to go, alone and low as low can be. Well, if I had a nickel, I'd find a game. If I won a dollar, I'd make it rain. If it rained an ocean, I'd drink it dry and lay me down dissatisfied. It's legs to walk and thoughts to fly, eyes to laugh and lips to cry, a restless tongue to classify, all born to grow and grown to die. ¶¶ tell my baby I said so long. Tell my mother I did no wrong. Tell my brother to watch his own. And tell my friends to mourn me none. I'm chained upon the face of time, feeling full of foolish rhyme. There ain't no dark till something shines. I'm bound to leave the dark behind. We'll ride the blue wind high and free. She'll lead you down through misery. Leave you low, come time to go, alone and low. As low can be, alone and low, as low can be.
Slipped right through the blinds that carefully pulled down, dried me from my dreaming, and I woke up on the ground. The phone's ringing by my head just like I knew it would. News from Colorado's never good. My brother stole another car to hold him downtown. Sister's telling everyone he's in the army now. Mama only says the things that daddy says she should. News from Colorado's never good. So far away, it seemed like only yesterday. I took my first few steps out on my own. Looking in the mirror now, I see 1,000 miles. And somehow Colorado doesn't feel like home. There ain't no way to go back even if I wanted to. It'd only be a waste of time and there's nothing I can do. Breaks my heart, but somehow I've always understood. News from Colorado's never good. News from Colorado. News from Colorado. News from Colorado.
The 2020 Census Campaign with funding from Next 50 Initiative. The Census guides how billions in funding gets spent, where resources go, and where they don't go. The Census affects essential services for older adults and everyone in the community, including healthcare, education, and infrastructure, and helps your community plan for the future. In Colorado, everyone counts. You can participate in the 2020 Census by responding by mail, online at my2020census.gov, or by phone at 1-844-330-2020 for English and 1-844-468-2020 for Spanish.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener members, and by WOW Children's Museum. More information can be found at wowchildrensmuseum.org.
Support comes from Boulder Digital Arts, offering live instructor-led classes that are held on Zoom, so you can still raise your hand and ask the instructor a question. More information at boulderdigitalarts.com.
And we'll let you know what you heard. We started out at the top of the set with Justin Townes-Earl, the Saint of Lost Causes from the album of that same name. And after that, we heard Looking for a Place to Land from his recording Single Mothers, Absent Fathers, and hoping that he has, in fact, found a place to land. After that, one of his namesakes, we heard Townes Van Zandt and Waitin' Round to Die from his recording Rearview Mirror. And we also heard Rex's Blues, a live version from A Far Cry from Dead. And finished out with Justin Townes Earle's father, Steve Earle, doing News from Colorado from his recording So You Wanna Be an Outlaw. And yeah, prayers to Justin Townes Earle. In about 10 minutes or so, we'll be bringing on Jake Blunt. And meanwhile, we'll have a few other different things, different music. And again, if there's something you'd like to hear, give me a call, 303-442-4242. I confess I haven't had time to check the email, so I will do that when this music starts.
I trust the movement, I negate the chaos, uplift the negative, I'll show up at the table again and again and again, I'll close my mouth and learn to listen. It's all we can do to stay uplifted. Pipelines through backyards, wolves howling out front. Yeah, I got my crew, but truth is what I want. Realigned and on point, power to the peaceful. Prayers to the waters, women at the center. All vessels open to give and receive. Let's see the system brought down to its knees. Whoa, whoa.
Thank you. rubble of my native shore, twice broken from my home. We are the tired, we are the huddled poor, with nowhere else to go. Washed ashore on gasoline-soaked rafts, months parched on desert sands, cross-barbed wire walls and mortar's path for just a nest of land, for just a nest of land. Who holds that land beside the golden
beside the golden door, true love.
started out that set with Rising Appalachia doing Resilient, and that was from their recording Ley Lines, and followed that with a single that was put out by Cindy Callett and Gray Larson. It's called Letter to America and Green Fields of Canada, being that's the tune that on the flute, and Letter to America is something that Cindy Callett had written. And we finished out with the wonderful Blackbird Says to the Crow by Jake Blunt from his recording Spider Tales, and we have Jake on the line. So good evening, Jake. Thank you so much for being available.
Thank you for having me.
So I was so amazed. I mean, you're such an amazing banjo player and also fiddle player, and the work that you do, I think, is so interesting. Could you talk about the title of this CD, Spider Tales, and kind of what it involves, what your work is, as apart from an award-winning banjo and fiddler?
Yes. So Spider Tales was named after a character named Anansi from Akan folklore. For those who are familiar or maybe unfamiliar and want to know, Anansi is a trickster character who sort of shows up in a variety of different Akan myths and uses his wit and cleverness to unseat or to outsmart more powerful opponents. The spider tales, the stories of Anansi, made their way all the way to the New World. They survived the Middle Passage and were recorded in the Caribbean. I don't know that they ever made it in that form into the continental United States, but they bear a striking resemblance to the Brer Rabbit stories that are pretty common here and well-known. So what I really was attempting to do with this album was to trace the through lines that exist between the music and the folklore and the old traditions of African people and indigenous people, and investigate how those things fuse together to create the tradition that we have today, and investigate the messages that might be left in that music, records of people's thoughts and feelings from times when they weren't empowered to express those things openly. And Spider Tales came out of that exploration.
And, you know, as in so many aspects of the society, contributions and things that Black and Indigenous and other people of color bring and historically have brought have often been appropriated, misappropriated, and or erased. And I know at least in the field of old-time music, I've been playing old-time music for quite a while, and you very rarely see African-American people playing, and yet there's such a huge contribution there. Sometimes people know that the banjo comes from Africa, sometimes they don't, but could you talk a little bit about some of the work you do aside from just playing great music, but maybe doing some education or re-education of people?
Yes, well, I'm a pretty common sight at old-time festivals and camps as an instructor. Oftentimes I focus my class materials on those instrumental traditions from Black and Indigenous communities. I also offer lectures at colleges and universities, museums, with pretty great frequency. Well, before the pandemic, I did.
And now online, hopefully.
Yes, indeed. And I do a fair bit of work just organizing within the community to try and create more welcoming spaces. I'm on the board of a really awesome nonprofit called Bluegrass Pride, and we've been doing a lot of work to sort of open up the industry and the community to LGBTQ people who may not have always felt welcome in it. So there are a few different things going on there, but I definitely spend a lot of my time digging through old sound recordings, reading old books and old sheet music, trying to find songs that maybe haven't gotten enough airplay or as much as they deserve, and people who have not gotten the airplay that they deserve, and tried to bring those stories back to the fore. You just played Blackbird Says to the Crow, which comes from this fiddler, Cooj Bertram, who was from Tennessee and frequently played up in the area around Monticello, Kentucky. And he was passed over by the early recording industry when they went down to the South and they started recording people playing what then they called hillbilly music. They were only interested in white musicians who could play that. So for Black musicians like Cooj, who played hillbilly music but weren't white, there was considered to be no market, right? They wanted Black people playing blues or jazz, and they would record that as race music. But for the black people who played the hillbilly style, they never got recorded. So many of Cooge's proteges went on to attain some level of fame and success in that early record industry, while he was almost completely forgotten. And the only record we have of his music is a set of field recordings he made when he was, you know, an aging grandfather in his 70s, and his grandchildren are, like, running around yelling the whole time. So there's a long legacy of erasure that needs undoing, and in all aspects of my work, scholarly and artistic and otherwise, I try to unseat that legacy and find space to give those people credit.
That's really wonderful. And what about songs as well as tunes? Do you do research into old archives to try and find music that has been either ignored or not given the respect or the due that it deserves?
Yes, absolutely. There's actually one song on the album called The Angels Done Bowed Down that I found in a collection of black religious music from John Wesley Work III, who was a black collector of black folk songs and spirituals, who was affiliated with Fisk and Columbia Universities. And as far as I've been able to find, it has never been recorded with its original melody before. There's an operatic setting of the lyrics, but it doesn't relate otherwise than just the text. So I took out the, you know, I learned that from the sheet music with the original melody and the original rhythm, put a band behind it. So that was definitely my own addition. It's not a traditional purist recording by any means, but that's the first audio recording that's been made of that song in its original format. There are other ones on there that certainly are less well known, and other songs that I think have been maybe mischaracterized and needed to be recontextualized. A lot of people have been asking me about the inclusion of Where Did You Sleep Last Night, as it is on the album. It's also known as In the Pines, the Lead Belly song that's kind of become a bluegrass standard in some circles. That one for me was really about thinking, well, this song has kind of been cast as like a murder ballad or like, you know, a broken heart love song for a really long time. But when you think about what the lyrics are saying, to me, it's pretty clearly about someone who's been lynched and some family member or loved one who is looking for the body. Because a lot of times in the South, when people were killed, you know, my father tells me stories about this from his childhood growing up, people just disappeared. And no one really knew what had happened. You just sort of had to assume, or maybe you'd know that they'd pissed off the wrong person. And listening to Where Did You Sleep Last Night, you know, it's Where Did You Sleep Last Night in the pines where the sun don't ever shine. To me, that she's in the trees, you know, whether that means hanging or she's been buried in the woods. That song to me needed to be taken back into what I perceive as its original context. I think the meaning has been lost over time. So there's a balance there between really going back and finding these songs that people really didn't know, and also finding songs that a lot of people know and are familiar with, but that maybe haven't been given the right interpretive lens just yet. And certainly everyone is entitled to interpret things differently, but I think in the context of the tradition, the meaning becomes clear.
Well, Jake, I think we'll play the Angels Done Bow Down after this, and I'd love to talk to you for about an hour, because I can tell that you've got so many things to say, and I did also want to ask you about how you went from being a metal guitar player to a banjo player, but why don't you just let the listeners know, where can people get your music, where can they find you? Are you doing any online stuff these days? And let us know how people can find the different recordings. Again, this is Spider Tales that I've been playing from tonight.
Yeah, all of my music is available on your digital platform of choice, Spider Tales in particular. So you can get it on Spotify, on Tidal, you can get it on Bandcamp, iTunes, all of those places. If you go to my website, www.jakeblunt.com, it's B-L-O-U-N-T, spelled like Blount, pronounced like Blunt, you can click through. There's links to purchase my album in all of those places, and there's also a streaming events section on my live page where you can see where you can tune into one of the many performances I have coming up in the near future.
Okay, well, I want to thank you so much for being willing to speak from the East Coast there, and it's later for you, so thank you so much, and we'll go out with this, The Angels Done Bow Down from Spider Tales. Really appreciate it, and hopefully I'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And that is Jake Blount, B-L-O-U-N-T, and this is that song he was just mentioning from his CD, Spider Tales.
Silent till God went off, then the angels hung their harps on the willow trees. Give satisfaction till God was pleased. The angels done bowed down. The angels done bowed down. The angels done bowed down. Whoa, yes, my Lord. His soul went up on a pillar. Thank you.
nights we hid in ditches. For weeks we crawled through fields. For weeks we hid by day and ran by night. We sweated up the mountains. We shivered through the swamps. Till finally the border came in sight. Across the bloody border, along the barbed wire fence, the searchlights on the towers turn and shine. Are you keeping freedom in? Are you keeping freedom out? With your guns and dogs along the borderline. Lying in the bushes, my daughter by my side, I watch the searchlights flashing off the guns. Do I tell her to go back when there's nothing left behind? Do I tell her just to close her eyes and run? Across the bloody border, along the barbed wire fence, the searchlights on the towers turn and shine. Are you keeping freedom in? Are you keeping freedom out? With your guns and dogs along the borderline. Borders, who draws the maps, who strings barbed wire through the land, who buys the bullets, who pays the guards, who puts the rifles in their hands. Across the bloody border, along the barbed wire fence, the searchlights on the towers turn and shine. Are you keeping freedom in? Are you keeping freedom out? With your guns and dogs along the borderline. With your guns and dogs along the borderline.
Sometimes I feel like can't go on, and I don't know why I do. Sometimes I feel like some old song in need of something to make me new. A voice to sing in harmony or lead a brand new tune. Sing away these troubled times and make it through. Sing away these troubled times and make it through. Despair is my worst enemy, and I am fear's own daughter. The path of least resistance draws my will to it like water. So neighbor, lend a cup of strength, and I'll pay back twice to you. And we'll face these troubled times and see them through. We'll face these troubled times and see them through. Some, it seems, have strength to run, and some no strength to stand. So when I find I've strength to spare, I'll offer you my hand. As others gave their hands to me, with hearts more bold and true. And we'll fight these troubled times and make it through. We'll fight these troubled times and make it through.
We'll face these troubled times and see them through. Sing away these troubled times and make it through.
Are you aware of vroom gloom? Vroom gloom is a common side effect of the vehicle neglect. If you have a car, truck, or boat, just sitting alone without the drive to leave home, donate it to KGNU right away. Philanthropy is often the best therapy for vehicles suffering from vroom gloom because it feels so good and it's free. To get started, call 1-844-KGNU-CAR.
Listening to Smoke Behind the Clouds by Tui, which is one of Jake Blunt's groups, let you know that we heard Blackbird Says to the Crow from his Spider Tales. Then we heard The Angels Done Bowed Down, also from Spider Tales. Then we heard from another amazing banjo player that he's also played with, a MacArthur Award, Genius Award, Rhiannon Giddens, one of my favorite musicians as well. We heard Following to the North Star from her Freedom Highway. Then we heard Beyond This Wall, an instrumental piece. And then we heard The Border, which is a wonderful recording of Cy Khan songs done by Sarah Lynch Thompson and Sam Gleaves. And the title is called I Have Known Women, Songs by Cy Khan, Celebrating Women's Lives and Struggle. And then we heard Lori Lewis doing Troubled Times from her and Lori Lewis. And it is just about less than 60 seconds before the hour, 8 o'clock. You can stay tuned for Ragtime America. This has been Elena with you on KGNU on Highway 322.
Highlighting old traditions and new permutations, roots and branches weaves together many colored threads in a beautiful tapestry of Americana every Sunday morning from 9 to 11 on KGNU.
You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we are celebrating some birthdays of famous ragtimers and composers in the month of August. We've got a half a dozen of them that we hope to get through tonight. Some you have heard of before, and a few you probably haven't. We'll start with one that everybody should know this name by now. He was born August 4th, 1927, passed away just a year or so ago. I'm referring to Johnny Maddox, who was mostly famous for the songs of others that he recorded, but he did write a couple of his own. Here is one from 1953 called The Friday Night Stomp, featuring a couple of old fiddle tunes that he put together. And here is Johnny himself.